Hello, this is my Holy Week diary for March the 27th, 2018. Today is Tuesday in Holy Week. This is a reading of selected verses from the 12th chapter of John. Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also." Now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. These selected verses are from a larger discourse of Jesus in which he talks about glorifying God and prays that God will be glorified through his own ministry. There's this talk of what happens when a seed is planted. It goes underground. The seed dies as a seed and brings forth new life that issues into fruitfulness. Jesus is using the not so difficult for us as 21st century Christians to understand. He's using this as a metaphor, a way of teaching about what is about to happen to him. He is using this as resurrection language. That's followed up by this promise that he makes twice in the Gospel of John, both in the 12th chapter and in the 3rd chapter, that when he is lifted up, indicating his crucifixion, that act of offering, that act of giving of himself, will draw all people to him. The act of offering. I've just returned from the annual gathering of the clergy of the Diocese of Milwaukee. We gather every year on the Tuesday in Holy Week to renew our ordination vows as an act of sort of collegiality and recognizing that none of us own ministry, but we share ministry together. And in his homily at the Eucharist today, Bishop Miller noted the language of offering in one of the Eucharistic prayers in the prayer book. And while he didn't specifically preach on the passage that I've just read to you from the Gospel, I think it applies. I think what he talked about applies, particularly for those of us, whether we are ordained or not, who are seeking to follow Jesus, to be the servant who is where our Savior is. We're seeking to be agents of resurrection in a world of sin and death, seeking to be people who speak a good news in a world full of bad news, seeking to be people who follow Jesus even to the point of losing our own selves in that following. Losing our lives to find it is the way Jesus says it in another one of the Gospels. So what does it mean to offer ourselves to God? As the bishop noted in his homily today, we can only offer our life to God because God, through the ministry of Jesus, has already offered God's own self for the salvation of the whole world. He quotes from Eucharistic Prayer 1, All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou, of thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. Everything that we do as an act of ministry, everything that we do as an act of service, everything that we do as an act of discipleship flows from God's offering of God's own self through the ministry of Jesus, through Jesus' life, his teaching, his ministry, his healings, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Later in that same Eucharistic prayer, after the words of institution, "This is my body, this is my blood," have been said over the bread and wine, we ask in the prayer, "Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee." So Christ's offering initiates our response of offering the bread and the wine in Christ's name. We offer what we have received back to God. And it's not just the bread and the wine that we offer. Later in that Eucharistic prayer we pray, "And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee." As we continue to make our Holy Week journey, I invite you to consider what it means to make this journey not as an act of will, not as an act of discipline, not as an act of obligation. What does it mean to make this Holy Week journey as an act of offering? Offering up our time, offering up our energy, offering up our commitment, offering up our very selves in worship for the glory of God, keeping in remembrance that we are able to offer whatever sacrifice we offer only because Jesus offered himself first. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.